It's the KQED News Fix. I'm Natalia Navarro. Today is Thursday, April 11th, 2024. Here's the Bay Area news you need to know. San Francisco District Attorney Brooke Jenkins announced Wednesday that a man recently charged with assault with a deadly weapon will also face a hate crime allegation. Anel Medrano was arrested on March 28th after physically assaulting several Asian Americans on Polk Street. The victims were reportedly staffers with the nonprofit Self Help for the Elderly. A video taken by one of the victims shows Medrano throwing a bucket at the victims, pulling at their backpacks, and using anti-Chinese language. Medrano is currently in custody and pleaded not guilty. He's scheduled to appear in court on April 15th. A UC Berkeley Palestinian Muslim law student plans to file a discrimination complaint against the university after she says she was assaulted by a law professor while trying to stage a protest during a dinner for graduating students. KQED's Matthew Green explains.
The confrontation took place Tuesday at the Oakland home of UC Berkeley Law School Dean Erwin Chemerinsky and his wife, law professor Catherine Fisk. A video posted to social media shows Fisk trying to grab a microphone from Malak Afana after she offers a traditional Muslim greeting to mark the final night of Ramadan. The two tussle over the microphone as Fisk threatens to call the police. Here's Afana.
I didn't expect this reaction, of course, but I didn't expect it for when it happened. I didn't even get the chance to talk about Palestine or UC complicity.
Afana and other members of Law Students for Justice in Palestine had called on their peers to boycott the dinner, demanding the school divest from companies that supply weapons to Israel and accusing Chemerinsky of siding with pro-Israeli groups. Chemerinsky said a poster the group made showing a caricature of him was blatantly anti-Semitic.
I've been shocked by all of this. I never imagined my wife and I opening our home for dinners to students would turn into something divisive.
Chemerinsky argues there is no First Amendment right to free speech in someone's home, and he and Fisk were justified in preventing Afana from speaking out.
And now for some bittersweet sports news post-March Madness. After 38 years as the head coach of Stanford's women's basketball team, Tara Vanderveer will retire from the position next month. KQED's Juan Carlos Lara has more.
Vanderveer is widely known as the coach with the most NCAA college basketball wins in history. She used her Wednesday press conference to remind reporters of some of the players who made that possible.
Yes, the championship years are on the wall in Maples, but what I see when I look up there is Kiki high-fiving Cam, Jennifer and Sonia leaving the court, arms around each other, Candace hugging me, and NECA embracing Roz. It is the friendships that we have that makes it so special.
Another of her former players, Kate Pay, who played under Vanderveer in the early 90s, is in talks with the university to take on the job. Vanderveer's last day will be May 8th, the 39th anniversary of her hire.
The National Union of Healthcare Workers says Kaiser Permanente is inappropriately handling decisions about whether mental health therapy is medically necessary. Kaiser was fined $200 million last year for canceling appointments and denying care for its Southern California patients. The union's research director, Fred Seavey, says the situation hasn't improved.
Not only has Kaiser failed to fix the problems, but we're concerned because this appears to indicate that the problems are more widespread than we understood.
In a statement, Kaiser says that the organization is committed to excellent mental health care and has hired and contracted with more therapists. A week after settling one federal class action lawsuit in Oakland over its not-so-private browsing mode, Google is facing off with the same law firm over the same issue in San Jose. KQED's Rachel Miro has more from our Silicon Valley desk.
Google called the first case meritless, despite settling with the firm that sued on behalf of an estimated 136 million people in the U.S. who used Incognito. And the deal does not stop Google from gathering data on Incognito browsers, just how it characterizes the practice. But now Google faces more than 90 lawsuits and 4,500 plaintiffs seeking $10,000 each. But experts say to get that money, plaintiffs may have to share how exactly they used Incognito, browsing porn, for instance, or playing solitaire on their company computer. And then they'd have to prove they were damaged by Google's tracking.
This news is current as of 6 p.m. on April 10th. As always, for the latest news, join us at kqed.org and on the air at 88.5 FM. I'm Natalia Navarro with KQED News. Thank you for listening.